Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to part two of a two-part radio show about nothing better than the holiday season. Tis the season to be jolly and or sad. I mean, that's more typical than not around these times, because a lot of times holidays can bring up a lot of intensity, right? A lot of drama, a lot of, you know, things going on in the family, things going on in your world. You know, life does not stop during the holiday season. And that's one of the reasons I've chosen to do a show, and now part two to a show on the holiday season. So what I'm going to do is share with you some of the clearings we did from the part one, in case you didn't even catch part one of this two-part call, and really look at where we can shift this and go from, which is the title of the show, from survival to thrival. The question that the title of the show is, what if you were to thrive rather than just survive the holiday season? So I have our return guest on that was on for the part one, and I will be introducing to you her soon. And until then, what I'm going to do is go ahead and do a couple of these clearings with you, like we do on the show, to really get clear so that you can be open to receiving maybe a new point of view or a space to choose something different during this time of year. Now, it's not to make it one way or the other, but a lot of times, you know, we are picking up on a lot of energies around this time from other people, from family members, you know, and from things from the past, which is really going to be more the focus of this show. We're going to look at the loss at this time of year, or going to a place where you've experienced loss, maybe in the past, or loved ones that aren't here anymore, or anything that's maybe a loss of what you thought the holiday should be. That is going to be more the theme of what we talk about tonight. So here are some clearings that we can do ahead of time. So do you find yourself exhausted during this time of year? Do you find yourself avoiding people, particularly crowded places where there's a lot of hustle and bustle going on? Do you find yourself avoiding family members and events, hoping you don't have to hear or deal with the usual, again, trauma, as a way to not have to deal with insane conversations that family members tend to like to partake in? So everything this brings up, let's go ahead and clear all that now, like we do on the show. So deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale. Or Ponpoc, if you know Ponpoc. So we are going to also look from a space of a conscious choice, from a conscious awareness, allowance, and possibilities that you haven't considered before. So what are the holidays usually like for you? Are you stressed and overwhelmed? Do you dread their arrival? Do you try to make them perfect? You get caught up in the loss of what it once was that it no longer is, which actually blocks you from creating greater. So everything this brings up, take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy now on the exhale or Ponpoc. So what does that look like for you? What do the holidays look like for you? What if you could be clear and in a different space this year? What if you could actually enjoy the holiday season with all of its good, its bad, and its bah, humbug, ugly? So everything that brings up. Let's destroy and uncreate it all. And release all the heavy on the exhale or pod and pock. Wow, thank you. So, what are you noticing? Is it lightening up a bit? I sense it is. But what choices are now available that may have not been available ever before? What have you not been willing to choose when it comes to you and thriving during the holidays? Where have you let others determine what your holiday season is going to be? And where have you let society create that for you? So everywhere that you've bought the lives of others, particularly family members or the media or this reality, as true when it comes to the holidays, let's clear that now. Deep breath in and release all of that heavy on the exhale, or pun pock. And everywhere you have cut yourself off from being authentically you and your conscious knowing, being, perceiving, and receiving when it comes to the holiday season, would you like to clear all that now? Deep breath in and relax. And release, actually. Relax is nice too. But release all the heavy on the exhale. Or pod pock. So what different point of view are you willing to have now when it comes to this? What would it take to choose something greater? And let's take a deep breath in and clear on the heavy on that. And release it now. Or pod pock. Okay, so wow. Let's go ahead and aim to explore this topic further with my live return guest. I would like to introduce to you Liz Pupling. And, of course, Liz has been on many times, like I said, and we are continuing this conversation tonight. So Liz is a private practice integrative psychotherapist and conscious living facilitator with an office in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. In her work, she is dedicated to guiding individuals, families, and organizations toward more fulfilling relationships and life experiences. Working with a broad range of clients, Liz uses an integrative treatment style to assist people in moving toward emotional wellness and wholeness and connectedness, while helping people better understand the role of their individual histories, contributions, and choices. She offers a therapeutic approach that encompasses the mind, body, spirit, and its totality. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome back on the show, Liz Pupling. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Dr. Sarah. Thank you so, so much for opening up this space to continue the conversation about thriving in the holidays.
I know. It's a doozy of one, isn't it? It's just, wow.
Yeah, it can be pretty jacked for people. And even just since you and I, you know, we had the conversation a couple weeks ago, you've heard more stories and I've heard more stories about how overwhelming this time of the year is for people, just hearing from clients and friends. And, you know, it can be stressful.
It certainly can, and I'm grateful that we're going to be able to continue, obviously, this conversation, and I know what has come up as a result of even some of the things we acknowledged in the last show is the space of loss that a lot of people may be experiencing at this time of year, a time of maybe even melancholy or reflection back on even loved ones that were here or the way things used to be. You know, there's certainly that piece to this holiday season that a lot of listeners may actually be experiencing. So is there any something that you're aware of that would be something we can continue to talk about?
Sure. No, I think just to kind of piggyback what you were saying is a lot of people at this time of year become, you know, they the magnitude of their loss throughout the year really hits them. And, you know, people are looking around at how things are different and who's here, who's not here, where are the voids, who left the voids behind. And sometimes, as you pointed out earlier, it's not so much about physically people leaving, but it could be, you know, just a change in the way things were. Maybe there was a, you know, relationships ending, separations, divorces, changes with kids, changes in families, and things are just not the same. And so we go to that space of wanting them to be the same, when in fact sometimes those perceived losses are actually spaces that open up for us to invite in something different. Maybe, you know, the ending is the point of creation for a new beginning. But we have a hard time seeing that at the holidays. Yeah, but we just are challenged to really perceive it that way at the holidays.
Yeah, and it brings up a really good point. So not only are we gathering with people usually at this time of year on a like an annual basis, but it brings up even this new year energy where we're taught in this reality to have to look at, oh, what did we accomplish this year? Or now we have to be acknowledging of what we have created, what we haven't created. But that also, as you were talking, brings up a whole nother thing of then having to judge ourselves to whether or not we've accomplished something in our lives. So there's a sense of what you're acknowledging too, all the problems that people or the losses, the negativity, the things that aren't working, rather than almost living our lives all the time from a place of possibility and not having to go back over our lives. And if it's this year, years prior, to go into the wrongness of what's not here now.
And as you mentioned, you know, getting ready for the new year and feeling the pressure to go through the big, you know, the big review and how did I stack up against my own expectations and possibly, you know, going into that not good enough energy. Was I good enough? Did I do everything I was supposed to? Did I meet my goals? Was I the person I said I was going to be? And you're right. It totally brings up some of that, not good enough. I'm not enough. Geez, I better get it together going into the next year or else I'm going to be making the same quote unquote mistakes again. And that's heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And it's, you know, I think sometimes it's probably why a lot of people just sedate themselves throughout the holidays and just drink their way through the month of December, because it truly brings up so, so much heavy stuff. This does.
Yeah. Between that and like isolating or not wanting to be around people and also picking up other people's judgments, you know, that question of asking, does this even, you know, who or what does this belong to? A lot of times we may be in other people's energy and their judgment that doesn't even belong to us. And we assume that it's true because we've been taught to use time as a marker, be it time well spent, time together, time of over the year, like you said, what's been accomplished. But a lot of times... time is the limitation, and so is the construct of defining ourselves as what we do. So I sense we're really tapping into that acknowledgement of doing this reflection back rather than choosing what's going to work for you now. And I recall that I started the first part one of the show last time, a couple weeks ago, on living in 10-second increments that we're really meant to be from that space all the time, not just sporadically. So if we were to do that, then we wouldn't have to get stuck in loss or limitation even around the holiday season.
Right, and we could open up to the idea that choice is available to us and as you mentioned in the 10-second increments that are ahead of us, to just kind of step in and choose something lighter. It's not a complete dismissal of the value of the past. Instead, it's actually an empowering space to occupy when we, operate from the place of I get to choose, you know, what is next for me and how I want to show up and the lightness of everything that is available to me, as opposed to, you know, recycling some old stories and narratives. So, you know, and how much is available to us in that space.
Yeah, and that's really the difference then from surviving the holidays and thriving that, and even in life, instead of just surviving life and just going through it day to day without really being in a question, it's really more about living from a space of what can I choose today that works for me right away. So the tools I know that you and I speak of, Liz, and a lot of times as what I do as Dr. Sarah and outside of here, is really being the tools all year round. There's no just one time a year that you use these during.
Well, and so and you're right. And so when we incorporate them maybe into, like, we could call it a practice, right? And something as simple as being in the practice of choosing. And it sounds really simple, but Dr. Sarah, as you pointed out so many times in your show, and you highlight this value to people, but it's kind of like when we're aware that we've stopped breathing. Sounds simple, right? But oftentimes we become so stressed that we're not even breathing. You know, when we remind ourselves to breathe, and how much really opens up when we fully breathe. It's the same thing as actually reminding ourselves to start choosing. Because how many times do we kind of box ourselves into this no choice reality and no choice universe where we just stop choosing and we kind of go, well, this is the way it has to be. And the holiday season really brings that up for people, because we've got this big word that looms over us that's called tradition.
Yes.
Sometimes locks us into this paradigm of, well, that's the way we've done it for the last 25, 30 years. So, you know, why would we want to eat something different, go somewhere different, right? So just highlighting, you know, what you've just highlighted is, can we actually be in the awareness that choice is available, and to create a practice around, a daily personal practice around reminding ourselves that choosing is where the freedom is.
Yeah, and that this is about living consciously, which also, as the listeners listen, of course, and I'll speak to the listeners now, like, if you choose something different and you show up to family members with it, let's say you do choose to not follow tradition and you choose to leave Aunt Wilma's house, you know, midday rather than staying the whole time. Just be aware that there may be some people around you that don't like it. And what if that's okay? That you're not there to have to please people or to appease them or make it right with them, and that it's okay for them to have their own point of view and to not like it. Because I sense a lot of times if you're avoiding choosing something different, it could be in part because of how other people respond to you. And what if that doesn't have to be your marker any longer? What if now's the time to choose it for you, no matter how anyone else responds to it? So I think that brings up a whole nother piece to this, Liz.
Well, it does. And as uncomfortable as people are when they kind of step outside the comfortable paradigm of pleasing everyone else, oftentimes to their own detriment, right? And to their own, with their own sacrifice. But getting past that initial, oh my gosh, the guilt that a lot of people feel in just taking care of themselves, but getting past that and kind of jumping up over that wall it's a very freeing path, and it is difficult to say no. It's difficult to say no sometimes, the best of times, but particularly at the holidays, it's a time where self-care is even that much more important and valuable and vital to who we are as beings, you know?
Yeah. It's important. The idea of guilt, a lot of times guilt is a distraction. There's lies attached to guilt. So anything that is heavy and has lies attached is the thing that is likely to block you, and it doesn't allow you to be conscious. So I think bringing up this idea of guilt really takes you out of the moment from just choosing what's right for you and allow people to also navigate around you, that if it's just a choice and you're choosing it, it really doesn't have to be a burden or a distraction. And then other people will be able to have to figure that out on their own when you no longer take on their energy. So this brings up another point of how much are you actually avoiding choosing for you because you don't want to disappoint others, and you're carrying a guilt that's a lie too. So maybe we can clear all that right now. So let's take a deep breath in.
Yes.
And release all that now on the heavy, or PONPOC, if you know PONPOC. Really, that's the only way to clear guilt. Because guilt is a construct, like we've caused something bad to happen, when the truth is, it may just not agree with someone, and that's okay.
Right. And that's, oh, it's very simple, and that's okay. We have no control over other people's perceptions of our decisions. But there is something very freeing, and that's where we actually can truly enjoy the holiday season and find the joy in it and find the lightness in it when we honor self and we choose what is light for self. And then we can fully participate. Because as you point out, Dr. Sarah, and it's such a huge, huge, huge thing for your listeners to be in the awareness of, the guilt is, it's like a chain, and it will stop. You know, it stops all of us from moving forward and from feeling light. So there is choice around that. There really is.
Yeah, and no matter what time of year it is, and if we're able to live our lives fully every day of our choice to be here on this earth or this planet, that we can acknowledge the holidays and allow them to be really what they were meant to be probably from the beginning of their existence, and that is light and ease and joy, kindness, gratitude. And what would it be like to live that every day of the year? And so anything that won't allow that, what if we clear that now? Deep breath in. And release all the heavy on the exhale or PONPOC. And I'm so glad we're doing the clearing as we go here, Liz, because I sense it's bringing up and tapping into a lot of energies that now are available to get cleared.
Well, and so how much is freed up in that clearing, right? So in just you shifting that, you know, how much space is actually created right then and there to be the invitation for something different, be in that generative, creative energy and really just welcome it all in from just the space that you just created, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And I just following the energy, and I'm wondering, you know, how much can then we be, if we're choosing to live this way and even be part of the holidays in this way, how much of this is then available to others? If it's not about them necessarily choosing it, but by you being the lightness of whoever you're around, it does shift it. It does shift the energy. If you can survive a whole day, or let's say thrive a whole day with family in a way that allows you to be you, and you're being the lightness, that is a game changer no matter what. That people around you will shift, and if it just by you being that lightness, by you choosing that. So we sometimes don't acknowledge how much we actually make an impact on others by just being the lightness if we choose it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's the energetic domino effect. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And wow. If we really look at even the different holidays and the different religions, it's really about creating light and light. And that's one, seems to be a commonality to many of them, is that we're looking to light things up when there's darkness, when there's, you know, kind of the colder times of year on the planet. And so if we're willing to be that, I sense, wow, what a gift to not only ourselves, to the people around us, but to this earth, to the planet, to the universe and beyond. It's just, wow, what a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And then how much more capacity do we have within us to just even be in the celebration of life?
Yeah.
And the gifts that come with this, just being, as you said earlier, a part of this planet and recognizing just all of the gifts that exist within us and being in the celebration of it all. Holidays or no holidays.
That's right. And looking to be that all the time. And how much fun is that? I know for me, living consciously and choosing that every day in my life has just, like, wow, I really have no words. And that's really my aim here with all the work I'm doing. And I sense that too with you, Liz, that you're doing that in your world and looking to work with clients and contributing to their world with this too, is that when we're willing and open to being it ourselves and choosing it ourselves, it's really at least for me, I can say this is exactly what I'm looking to create in the world and be it. So it's so much fun and it's so much joy, and it really just creates for so much more to be available.
It's beautiful. It truly is. And as you pointed out earlier, it's, you know, it more than choosing it is really being it.
Yes, I love that. And you know what? On that note, believe it or not, our time flew. And I'm so grateful for this conversation. Thank you so much for being on, Liz. I'm so, I'm so grateful for you and for you being on the show.
And thank you, Dr. Sarah. And again, thank you for providing the space for this conversation. It's a blessing to all of your listeners. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I hope you have an amazing holiday season, since you're going to be choosing to be you.
Yes, right back at you. Likewise.
Thank you so much. So just real quickly, we have, of course, the question of the week, which is the title of the show, even though it's part two. And that is, what if you were to thrive rather than just survive the holiday season? So again, what if you were to thrive rather than just survive the holiday season? Again, it's not about getting an answer to the question. It's just about being in the question and being in that space and just notice what comes up for you this week. And I would like to go ahead and close the show by acknowledging you, the listeners. I'm so, so grateful for you. And I'm so grateful that you've been joining me on this journey, on this Blog Talk Radio show. There's so much more that's ahead of us to be part of this journey together. And know you can access me on Facebook, Instagram, and there's going to be a lot of new things coming in 2020 with the Dr. Sarah possibilities, let's just say, and new branding that I'm doing. So I'm so excited for you to be part of that with me. I would also like to thank Liz again for being on the show. Wow, what a great conversation we tapped into tonight. So thank you, Liz. And I am just so, so, so excited about the possibilities that living consciously creates. So go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that being you is the difference this world requires and desires. So go forth and be it, my friends. Be, perceive, receive, and survive and thrive. Really thrive during these holiday seasons. So hope you continue to join me, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next time. Take care for now.